I hope you're enjoying your pancakes, by the way. Pancake Tuesday is the day, and it is, you've got your Nutella, you've got your sugar, you've got your lemon, but the CSO have put together some sobering statistics in relation to the cost of those pancakes. Over the last 5 years, the cost of the ingredients, your flour, your eggs, your milk that go into making pancakes have gone through the roof, up by over a third. I spoke to Anthony Dawson, who's a statistician in the consumer prices section of the Central Statistics Office, and talked to him about just how more expensive your even homemade pancakes have become.
No, so I suppose, thanks very much for having me on. What we've seen kind of in the release we put out yesterday is that we've seen that the price of making the pancakes has kind of risen by 35.2% over the last 5 years. What we've seen is that the cost of 2 litres of full-fat milk has gone up by about 72 cents or 42%. And the cost of 2 kilograms of flour has gone up by 62% in the last 5 years. That's a 31% increase compared to December 2020. A carton of 6 eggs also rose by about 57%. So that's up about 32% again in that 5 year period.
Yeah, so that's a huge, the total cost to make a pancake is 35% more over the last 5 years. That's December 2020 to December 2025, the overall cost. So what you're putting in your pan, what you're making with your kids or whatever, yourself, it's just costing you, it's reflecting everything that's happened in the last couple of years.
That's it, exactly. I think we've seen it compared even to overall, so all of the food kind of inflation that we've seen. Food inflation has been about 27%, but we're seeing those kind of basics, the milk, the flour, the eggs, those kind of items have increased slightly faster than the other items in the overall food basket.
Yeah, it'd make you feel sorry for anyone involved in that industry, baking pastries, making those kind of sweeter products. If that was your business, your input costs have just gone through the roof.
That's it, exactly. Even we've seen a kilogram bag of sugar has risen by 69 cents over the last 5 years. That's a 60% increase on kind of what it was in December 2020. So we're seeing all of those basic ingredients kind of really, really rise over those last 5 years.
That's incredible. Sugar. So if you want the sugar lemon, the classic pancake, aside from, I suppose, the toppings, and that's another conversation, I suppose, the cost of the topping, but the cost of the basic topping that everyone likes, sugar, a bit of lemon, that's gone up also, and gone up by the most of all the products, percentage-wise, 60.5% on a 1K bag of sugar, 1 kg.
Yeah, that's it. You're just seeing, as I say, those basic items that go into your shopping bag, especially around this time when you are making the pancakes, we have seen those increases, especially. It's that 5-year change is where we've really seen it.
Yeah, unreal. Can I ask, Anthony, just on the national average price changes you've noticed, we're talking 5 years there, 2020, 2025, but you've also done analysis for last year to this year. So just looking at full-fat milk, €2.36 in 2024. It was €1.69 for 2 litres in 2020. It's gone up again by 4 cents, €2.41 this year. So that's still climbing. Flour has actually gone down by 2 cents, but still, obviously, way off from where it was in 2020. Your eggs have also gone up as well. So those three have all gone up in the last, well, aside from flour, sugar has stayed stable. But those, the milk and the eggs continue to rise even in the last year.
Exactly. We are still seeing, the price rises across all food items. But again, we're seeing them in those basic items that you get. Now, I say they haven't increased as much in the last year, let's say, as they had in the kind of 4 years previous. But you were seeing large price changes. We all know about the kind of high inflation rates that we had in 2022 and 2023. And we're still seeing, while inflation has decreased in that time, we're still seeing that, it's on top of that those high increases we had a couple of years ago. So you're still seeing prices rise.
Yeah. And when you're seeing sugar, as you mentioned, 114 in 2020, 183 this year. It was 183 last year as well. So while no increase, it hasn't come down, and we're not seeing any significant deflation in these prices. The fear is that those prices, those higher prices that they've maybe even plateaued on or rested on, perhaps maybe here to stay.
I suppose I can't really comment
on whether or not. It depends on international circumstances.
But like whether they're here to stay or not. But as I say, we haven't seen kind of a decrease in the last couple of months. Apart from maybe, I think we're going to see butter kind of come through. We'll see the figures now. We're releasing the January CPI figures on Thursday, February 19th. So we'll have a better idea of the most up to date figures at that time. But you'll probably see, I think, a couple of supermarkets have announced butter, for example, the price of butter is beginning to come down. So we might see some of those basic products maybe come down slightly. But again, we'll have to wait for the release in January for the January figures.
Yes, I think, and that is the other thing, the January figures may be out, may know more about what's happening with butter. And that's the thing. There have also been, and this other bad news, I know you didn't put this into the mix, but everyone needs a bit of oil or indeed butter, perhaps maybe oil more so when making a pancake. That's also gone up. So you can add that into your mix of more expensive pancakes.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. We're seeing it really is across the board. Let's say, even in the last 12 months, we've seen all food items kind of increase by around about 4%. So we are, it's across the board in food. We are seeing these price increases, really.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all part of it. Now, I know there are new statistics due to come out, I think, in relation to these are for December 2025, but I know the January figures will be published. I think it's later on this week, is that right?
It's Thursday, the February the 19th, that we'll be publishing the January 2026 figures.
Okay, and I know the government, obviously, and yourselves will be taking a close look at that for the price index to see, you know, whether there is that continuing maybe stabilization. That would be the hope for 2026, that it's continued to stabilize at least and not get worse per product, shall we say.
Yeah, I think so. I think we all experience inflation ourselves, so you know, I'm not immune to it, as I say. I can't really comment on what we'd hope to see or not hope to see, but I suppose from a personal point of view, we all experience the inflation as it comes through in the shops.
Yeah, we will indeed. Okay, listen, Anthony, look, thanks very much for taking the time, for crunching those numbers for us for the CSO, and telling us, putting them all together for the pancakes people will be having today, making people aware we're paying more, unfortunately.
No problem, Jerry. Thanks very much for having me, and enjoy your pancakes.
Thanks a million. Thanks, Anthony.
There you go. That's Anthony Dawson there, the CSO. Enjoy your pancakes, but they certainly are a lot more expensive than they used to be, that's for sure. If you have, we didn't even talk about the price of Nutella and the price of cocoa and chocolate, so you can add a few more cent onto that one. I hope they're enjoyable still.